We are missing senior pastor, right? I believe you were too. Oh, actually, you heard the testimony from India, right? He and she, I mean, they are not Mami members, but they happened to hear Pastor Sujin Lee's prayer for the sick. Well, it's coincidence, right? But I believe Father God worked behind them so that, you know, they were able to receive that, you know, prayer for the sick live broadcasting. And Father God received great glory through this. And Father God poured His grace upon them. This week, last Tuesday, I heard that he got out of the hospital. Last Friday, I had a meeting with the missionaries. And Pastor Kim Sang-hee from Daily Mammin Church told me that he started to eating. He started to eat. And last Monday, there was, I mean, last week there was a summer retreat, right? So last Monday, you know, I miss Muzu already because it's so hot, right? It was so hot this week, wasn't it? It was so hot. And Father God worked through weather and temperature last week. I mean, he's been in bed for 3 months, unconscious. No, he couldn't move his arms and legs, but in just a week, Father God worked and healed him, and he got out of the hospital. So let's give thanks and glory to Father God once again. I have a few more in the testimonies from summer retreat. After the first day, there was a member, people, you know, helped the cleaning up and preparing for field games. And, you know, there is a, you know, parking lot before the jumping park, and there was a bright light. And inside the jumping park, there was a light. I mean, the light inside the jumping park was much brighter than the light in the parking lot. However, inside the light, around the light inside the field, there was no bugs. However, the light inside the parking lot, there were a lot of bugs. It was just the difference between the gate, just the door, just the gate. And then he sent me a video clip of that. There are bugs outside the jumping park. But now there is a gate, and inside the jumping park there is no bugs. There are no bugs at all. There's a big difference, right? So how much Father God loves us, that's the evidence. Another testimony, Deaconess Park Chun-suk. She has a sister in Daegu who is not the Mami member. And then her sister wanted to come to summer retreat to stop our member from coming to our Mami church. But our member prayed for her to receive grace. But last Sunday, She said that she received grace in summer retreat, and Manmin Church is a world-renowned church. And she was surprised to see those people who are working and helping people. And then so many people are working in order, and she received grace from that. Even though there was rain, you know, the Manmin members sang praises to God, and he was so full of grace, and said in her sister. And then she got a picture with her sister, and then she won a prize. See that? So they're sisters. They too look like, right? Almost twins. She came to stop her sister from coming to Manmin Church. However, as Manmin members served each other and helped the poor and elderly people, and then she was touched by that. And she is so happy now. And I heard the testimony again. Someone said, you heard so many testimonies in Manmin magazine, right? You know, there was a member who dyed her hair for 10 years, right? And then it ruined her hair, right? She did that for 10 years. And during campfire, she was under the rain, right? That in a drizzle. And then her hair got better. She showed me her hair, and I touched her hair, and it was so soft and gentle. And then she said, for 10 years I dyed my hair, and then it was so stiff and so hard, but it's so gentle now. Well, I'm not sure it is a testimony. After summer retreat, there was a retreat for our students. We visited a beach, and our students wanted to enjoy themselves hot summer days, and I wanted them to show how to float in the water. Well, do you remember? Can you recall? When we had the summer retreat in the Mongsanpo area, our senior pastor helped us to break our fleshly thoughts. And you could float, you know, if you don't have any, you know, fleshly thoughts. But our students didn't have that kind of experience. So I wanted to give them that kind of experience. I'm sorry not to show that in the video clips, but I met a couple of, you know, members who asked them to float, you know, but I gave up. Those in the grown-ups had so many fleshly thoughts, so I gave up. This time, with my students, I had to explain them. When we had the summer retreat, if you break your fleshly thoughts, you could float on the water. That's what Senior Pastor said. So that's the evidence of, you know, having faith and breaking fleshly thoughts. So one by one, I asked my student, and there was none single student who didn't float. They came to me to experience that, and they float. Wow, our students do not have fleshly thoughts. They are not sustained. They wanted to have spiritual experience. They didn't have that before. But when they were taken care of, you know, by, you know, love and gentleness, you know, they were able to experience. Well, some students were afraid of water. So some students asked them, then, you are at the second level of faith. The president of students' mission, you know, was afraid, but he came to the water and he floated. He was just gulping and drinking, swallowing water, but eventually he floated up. And they had many spiritual experience. So they said, you know, we are worrying about our parents. That's what I heard from my students. So our students are so pure, so clean. Only what matters is just the spiritual experience. But once they had, you know, I was so happy to see them. Through this message, all our members have greater faith and understand the will of Father God. And so far, now how Father God has blessed this church and what you should do to protect this church so that, you know, the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot interfere. I hope you can understand that through this message. I'll preach about the depth of love, which was preached by a senior pastor in 2016 Church Leaders Conference. Well, actually, when I was asked to deliver a message tonight, this is not the actual message that I prepared, I thought of, but you know, someone asked me to give me a title for this message, but I was reminded of this message, that how Father God has waited for us and how He has, you know, forgiven us. That's what I inspired. So I asked myself, well, after summer retreat, why Father God is giving me this kind of message about, you know, forgiveness? You know, we had, you know, great time. We would have great time in summer retreat. But why Father God gave me a message entitled, you know, Awaiting and Forgiveness Together? But I realized that this is the message that we need now, and to check our heart and faith. That's what I realized. Evil people try to destroy Ma Min. But they thought they destroyed our senior pastor. But Ma Min didn't sway. And then their next target was Pastor Sujin Lee. And I heard that evil people set their next targets to destroy church eventually. Well, last time I visited senior pastor, he said there will be rumors by those who would say they love senior pastor, but don't care. Never mind, okay? And another one is that senior pastor mentioned about rain. Even if it rains, please be full of the Spirit. So, would it rain? Would it rain on first day? Well, that's what we thought. The first day and second day passed by. So eventually, on the second day, it rained, right? But I didn't hear that, you know, you were, you know, inner underwear got soaked up. And those, you know, lyrics of those praises, you know, the resurrecting our Lord. You know, after that song, the rain stopped. So thank you, Father. Those who sang praises with all your heart, if you did that, I'm pretty sure that you could realize that, you know, the rain stopped right after you sang that song. I think you heard it. I'm not the only one, I guess. And in the second half, even though the rain showed on the screen, but, you know, our clothes got all dried up. So senior pastor mentioned about rain when we visited. And I'm not the only one who heard that. Pastor Sujit Lee and Myung Lee and Mrs. Won Lee also heard it. But, you know, Father God gave us full of grace. Some said that, you know, they sang praises on the rain, but, you know, their hair got better. I heard. The enemy, devil, and Satan tries all means to destroy this church. However, we can overcome it only by the word of God goodness, love, and the truth. But we gotta look back on ourselves again by the standard of the truth. Since 2010, we spent days of repentance. And because of that, the senior pastor had to suffer. Do you remember that? Do you recall? Senior pastor received and stopped the sword of punishment in 2013, and he suffered a lot since then. Do you recall that? He lost his strength, he lost his eyesight, hearing ability, memory power. His whole body was itching, and he had a problem with his stomach. Last time when I visited him, he once said this. No, July 17th is the quite meaningful day for us, right? So he was, you know, recalling that. And then there must be something special thing might occur. And then his ear got cleared up. You know, he couldn't hear her sound at all, but now he has recovered his power, the hearing ability by 50%. Before that, you know, he couldn't see us clearly, but now he can see us clearly. Last time when I visited him. So, because of our repentance letters, since 2010, you know, he suffered because of army members and pastors and Levi workers and elders. And he stopped the sword of punishment. And he had to suffer from then. He ruptured his, you know, fingers. His vocal cord destroyed. But he had to deliver a message, suppressing the pain. And he continued to meet our mommy members. I would like to show you how he sounded back then. He delivered the message with that kind of voice. And he met us. Do you recall that? Overnight, he had to struggle, compulsions. He couldn't sleep. Do you remember that? He's saying he's innocent, but he's still waiting for the work of Father God now. We experience the works of Father God. We receive God's grace and love thanks to our shepherd. What should we do then? We should know and understand God, who's been patient and waiting first for a long time. So first, we got to think about is forgiveness. If you read the Old Testaments, you can find those people killed by God. I mean, Father God allowed them to be killed. Those who don't know the spiritual meaning, those who don't know the love of Father God and His justice, they say Father God is so cruel. But Father God does not enjoy even destroying evil people. Even in Old Testaments, God wanted the Israelites to live by the word of God, and He guided them. However, when people became evil and committed sin, Father God wanted them to change through the retribution of love. And Father God wanted them to repent and turn back. Father God is not God of destroyer. From the start of human cultivation until this far, He has waited for long and endured and patient and forgiven. There were Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 18 and 19. Their evilness reached its peak. But Father God didn't destroy them until He heard from them directly. So Father God sent angels. And Father God said to Abram what he would do. Abram, who resembled the heart of Father God, said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it?" Then God said to him, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place on their account." Abram didn't stop there. He kept petitioning him. However, Father God could not find even 10 righteous in the Sodom. They rather tried to destroy angels. Their evil reached its peak. Even though Father God wanted to be patient with them and forgive them with His love, it was useless. It reached its limit. So God decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. However, thinking of Abraham, he wanted to save Lot and his family. However, Lot's sons and Lot didn't listen to Lot. They remained in the city of Sodom and they killed. And Lot's wife turned around without believing in Lot, and she became a pillar of salt. It's the same with destroying the people in the land of Canaan for Israelites. God loved the people in the land of Canaan also. Father God forgave them and waited for them to turn back. He did it for 400 years, written in the Bible. Father God endured. He was patient. But the land in the Canaan lake in Canaan didn't turn back. And sin and evil got rampant. There was no chance for repentance. God destroyed them. Because that would give in a bad impact on Israelites. However, there was a lady like, you know, Rahab, who feared God, who believed in God. So Father God showed His hands of goodness to such people. Now, did He only His chosen people? Think of the people in Nineveh. Nineveh was the country that, you know, was against the Israelites. But Father God didn't want to destroy them right away. He wanted to give them a chance of repentance. So He sent Jonah the prophet so that the people in Nineveh repent and turn back. But Jonah didn't want that. So he disobeyed the word of God. He went to Tarshish. And it's nonsense to disobey the word of God as a man of God, you know. But God of love gave him chance again. He understood why Jonah did that. So He gave him another chance and told him to go to Nineveh. So he did that. And in 40 days, the city of Nineveh will be destroyed. Then what did they do? They believed in God, declared the fasting, and they repented before God. The king sat on ashes and made a decree to all the people, including even cattle, to participate in fasting. 40 days later, they were about to be destroyed. They reached the limit. However, when people repented in their deeds and turned back correctly, He didn't remember their sin, but forgave them. Ezekiel 33, verses 14 to 16 says, "But when I say to the wicked, 'You will surely die,' and he turns from his sin and practices justice and righteousness, if a wicked man restores a pledge, pays back what he has taken by robbery, walks by the statutes which ensure life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he has committed will be remembered against him. He has practiced justice and righteousness. He shall surely live." When a man turns back after repentance, Father God forgives him. Now, do Do we have any right to forgive people? Even the one who was forgiven of God and, you know, recalling the person's sin, do we have the right? This is not my word. This is the word of God explained by senior pastor. In John chapter 8, Pharisees and scribes caught a woman in adultery and reported to Jesus. By the law of Moses, such a woman should be stoned to death. So what would you say? Said the scribes and Pharisees. They did that to find the ground for accusation. And as written in John chapter 8, verse 6 and onward, Jesus bent and wrote something on the ground with his finger. He kept doing it and stoned her, who is sinless, first. Then those who came to kill her, stone her, left that place. Only Jesus and the woman left. And Jesus said, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more." John 8:15, the Lord said, "You judge according to the flesh. I'm not judging anyone." Now, do you set the gravity of sin by yourself? Which one is gravier? Murder, adultery, and arrogance? Or hatred, jealousy, or greed, and selfishness? What matters is how much you have in your heart. If you don't repent but still have them in your heart, that sin is grave. We cannot say which sin is graver. We cannot say that. Colossians 5 verses 19 to 21 says, "Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." And it lists all the sins that cannot be forgiven. Disputes, dissensions, carousing, factions, outbursts of anger, all these are not proper in the sight of God, and they cannot inherit the kingdom of God, said the Bible. And inside the church, you gather together, you speak something against the word of God, which is not the word of goodness, then that will build up a synagogue. And on top of that, God said, do not falsely witness against your neighbor. You didn't hear, you didn't see, you didn't check, but you convey what you hear to others, adding your own thoughts. Definitely you want to hear the truth, but you hear something and you force it to others to hear it because it is the truth. That's what you're saying. Father God has manifested signs and wonders and His power in this church. Even though you don't see senior pastor, inside his space, you can experience the power of Father God and His works. There is truth, and truth, there is untruth. We are preaching the gospel. We are speaking the truth. The truth of Jesus. So you say you are not lying. Of course, you believe in senior pastor. You trust senior pastor. That's why you are here. But there are people who are not, who don't. And they speak rumors. They speak lies. The will of God is, do not listen if it is not truth. But you hear one side, and you believe that it is true, and you reveal others' faults without knowing it is true or not. And you say you're just curious, and you want to know. What if it is a matter of your family? What would you do? Last year, when there was a moment of time in this church, I told you, do it by faith. Do it by truth. If it is not the word of goodness, if it is not the truth, if you don't hear it, if you don't see it directly with your own eyes, don't say it, don't mention it, don't convey it. I just asked you to remember the will of God that you learned from senior pastor. What would you do if it is a matter of your family? What would you do if it is a matter of your child? Would you reveal your child's fault and convey it to your neighbor, to your friend? My son, my daughter committed this sin. Would you say that to your friends? Would you do that? I don't think you would do that if your parents. No matter what sin your child commits, since you love that child, you try to protect the child. You try to embrace your child. Even though it is a fleshly love. But think about the spiritual love that Father God taught us. Senior pastor spoke only the truth, and he is still speaking the truth. But there are people who left the church, who broke their vow, who followed the world, who tried to destroy the church, and they say they are telling us the truth. What does the Bible say? What does our Lord say? Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 to 20. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. In 2019 summer retreat, God guaranteed the power of our shepherd was revealed. You experienced that. Not everyone can do that with the handkerchief. Pastors, elders, workers, you all carry the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. But even if you are asked to do the same, can you do that? Can you receive guarantee of God? I myself, of course, I was anointed by the shepherd, but I am short of many things, so I cannot manifest power of God that much. That's why I ask God to fill up what I'm short of. James 4:11 says, do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against the brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. Those who speak against the law and judges the law are the judge of it. But our Father God is the only judge. If a man judges, it means he regards himself higher than God. Such grave sin. Arrogant Paul was forsaken. David repented of his adultery and murder, but he repented. And he received refinement with thanks. Now he is in a high rank in heaven. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. But if we don't bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit, it is a sin. Father God cultivates us to find people who resemble God. So you gotta bear the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about the blessings to those who have been forgiven. In the Bible, There are people who repent of their sin and sought after the grace of God, and they were forgiven of God, and they received God's love again. King David committed grave sin. In my life, I had chances, I got many times of repent and turn back. And Father God rather gave me blessing. Well, you repented and turned back. Okay, that's it. But He didn't stop there. He consoled my heart and blessed me with grace. King David committed grave sin, but he repented. And he was forgiven, and he was given Solomon. King Hezekiah got sick, but he repented, and his life was 15 years extended. His son Manasseh worshipped idols. So he became a slave. He became captives. But when he became humble and repented before God, God heard his petition and made him the king again. So Psalm 103 verses 8 to 14 says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens and above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust." When we see people repent and turn back, we may remember their sins. But Father God forget sins that we committed as far as the east from the west. How thankful we are. We were forgiven like that. The grace that we received from Father God, we've been faithful. Can you say the grace you received is so small? I think I told you this story before, but let me repeat it. There was a kid who was adopted. He didn't know the love of parents. But one day, his father asked him to take care of his bird, and he left house. However, while playing, by accident, he killed a bird. His father came back and found the bird died. Got angry. "Who did this?" he asked his son. The son said, "I don't know. I found it dead, like this." He lied. But there was a neighbor who witnessed everything. He asked for the child. And they said, "I know what you did. If you don't listen to me, I'll report what you did to your father." He threatened that kid. The man said, "You're adopted. If you don't listen to me and do what I say, you will be kicked out to your orphanage again." He got afraid. He just heard whatever the neighbor said. It was too much. He got afraid because he lied to his father. So he lost his appetite. He got weight. He lost his weight. Then the father was worried about his son. "What's wrong with you? What is the matter?" But the son said, "Nothing. I'm fine." Time passed by. But the son was still in agony. So the father asked him again, "If you have anything in your mind, tell me. Even if you committed something, I'll forgive you." The son told him everything that he did. The neighbor said, "If you found that I killed that bird, then you would kick me out. And he told me to do this and to do that." The father embraced his son. "It's okay now. It's okay now. Don't do that anymore. No matter what you do, tell me honestly. Okay? It's fine." He embraced his son. The neighbor called for the kid again. However, the kid said, "I will not listen to you," he said bravely. But the neighbor kept threatening him, "I'll report it to your father. You'll be kicked out to orphanage." But the son said, I'll never do what you tell me to do. But the son saw all these things. He got so furious and destroyed the neighbor. If we live in sin, we are afraid of God. But Father God always wants to forgive us and embraces us with His love. He wants to console our hearts. He even wants to bless us. That is His love. In Luke chapter 15, there was a shepherd looked for one lost sheep. He had 100 sheep, but he got lost one sheep. He wandered around to look for, to find that one lost sheep. When he found the lost sheep, he was so joyful. He had a party with his neighbors and friends and enjoyed himself. That's why our Lord said in Luke 15:7, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." As we live our lives, we may come across what we don't like. Sometimes we got accused unfairly. Sometimes we make enemies. We got the targets of ambush and, envy and jealousy. Or we do. But Father God wants us to have the heart of forgiveness. Father God wants us to forgive each other and love each other. Our Lord taught us the Lord of prayer of the Lord, Lord's Prayer. And one verse says, "Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." We recite this Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Otherwise, we cannot beg for Father God's forgiveness. That's why our Lord said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, "Therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and present your offering." You gotta forgive your brother, circumcise your heart, and repent of your hatred and give offering. That is Father God is pleased with, and He will give you blessing. You got to have this heart of forgiveness to enjoy your happy life, to enjoy God's blessing. Didn't we confess? God, you forgive us. The Lord took the cross and sacrificed Himself. Otherwise, you would not be saved. We confessed like this. But is there anyone that you cannot forgive? Even though that person didn't do anything wrong, but you judged him, condemned him, then you cannot expect God's forgiveness for you. There is two debtors in Matthew chapter 18. The Lord saved the one who had the 10,000 talents. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. He seized him and began to choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe." Now, one talent is equivalent to 6,000 denarii. One denarii is about a day wage. So, the first slave got a debt of 100 million won. But he couldn't, forgive the one who owed him just 1 million won. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, "Have patience with me and I will repay you." But that slave put his fellow slave into the prison. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to the Lord all that had happened. So the Lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave all the debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you? His Lord got angry and put him in jail. Luke chapter 17, 4 says, if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him. That's what the Lord said. No matter how many sins we committed, once we repent and turn back, he doesn't remember our sins. He just encourages us to live a happy life. That's God's love. That's our Lord's love. That's the love that we have received from our senior pastor for the last 37 years. And this is our time to accomplish that love. You got to have this heart of love. And don't be deceived by the wicked scheme of the enemy, devil, and Satan. We got to protect each other to accomplish the will of God until we see our shepherd and Lord again. We got to become the main character of this scene. Last year, I thought myself that, I think I told you in my message, the 99% of justice, don't think of that, but think of 1% of justice that you pile up. I asked you many times. This is what I think. I think about it all the time. What and how much I have achieved. Rock of faith? When you receive the measure of faith, did you receive the rock of faith? You can give your life. You should be ready to become a martyr. Now, can you do so? Those who lived in the cave, believing in God, and their family, when they're about to die, there were soldiers who tried to kill them, but the kid preached the gospel, tried to evangelize those soldiers, those children. Thank you for making me believe in God. And they became martyrs. You heard the story. Now, we easily change our mind. We received grace. When we received grace, you were full. We were full. But later on, we forget the grace. We change our minds all the time. Then how can you be ready to become a martyr? Now, in this time around, what time is it? Through our senior pastor, we heard many messages. We heard the truth through our senior pastor. The word of God that is not changing. Manmin is preaching the word of God. We are preaching the goodness of God, the love of God. How to sanctify our heart? To do so, we listen to God's message preached by our pastors. There was a brother. The brother went to some place. His parents and sisters left in the church. No, there are still good mommy members. The brother, you know, asked the sister and parents to come to his church. The sister said, I listened to senior pastor's messages here. I experienced the power of God. Even though there are some pastors who are not mature enough, they are delivering the message that delivered by senior pastor. Where can I hear this kind of message? So I cannot go to other church. When I heard it, I saw her for a long time. But, you know, they are not deacons or deaconesses. But when I heard that story through her parents, I was touched. So they got good roots on their hearts. And the love of our senior pastor is in their hearts too. For 37 years, we heard the truth. We heard goodness in the church. Even though you are still short, even though you still have greed, adulterous mind, envy and jealousy, who can criticize who? But by the love of Father God, when you repent and turn back, we, you know, what we're short of, then Father God will love us, Father God forgive us, Father God, He will wait for us. That's the love that we have received so far. This kind of love we got to accomplish. In 2016, Senior Pastor delivered the message about the depths of Father God's love and forgiveness. You heard that the message in the conference, right? As you heard the message, what did you think? Wow, the love of Father God. The depths of His love is so deep and great. I want to have that love. You made up your mind like that. I think it's time. It's time to accomplish that heart. You want to go to New Jerusalem. To do so, you've got to accomplish this heart. You got to beg before Father God to that. Well, I think time passed too much. So I will talk about these seven levels of depths of love next time, okay? Well, listen to, it's better for you to listen to senior pastors, the messages in conference in 2016. Why don't you listen to senior pastors' messages one more, more often? When I had the moment with students, some students didn't swim. So I asked, why didn't you swim? And they said, no, I have to go to the Bible quiz contest, so I gotta memorize. So even beside the beach, they were memorizing Bible verses. So they were so great. I'm not saying this because I'm a principal of this student's mission, but they need my care. They want to receive more love. But you gotta be passionate. You gotta be more faithful to help your children to run vigorously, more vigorously. So this Friday, when I delivered this message, our students, gave in a special performance. In the second half of this service, those, who won prizes in students' praise contest will be in the second half. Please cheer them up and give them strength and be full in the second half, okay? Let's think of the message. And Father, I want to accomplish this love. For the last 37 years, Senior Pastor sacrificed himself. Well, there was a feast of spirits in prayer house. No, he renovated the prayer house every year. Why did he do so? To give happier moments. To help them feel heaven more. He didn't think, he was spending too much. He did his best. He checked all the construction process, and he gave an idea. If you do that, our students might hurt. You gotta put in the damp on the by the edge of wall so that the students would not hurt themselves. you know, inside the pool, you know, the steps are so stiff, right? So this is so steep. And you know, why don't you make a slope that, you know, students can easily, you know, climb up? You know, senior pastor, you know, try to put many stuffs that the students might like, such as an ice cream and juices and chicken and pizzas. Senior pastor tried to prepare everything which would not be in short. Whenever I saw him do that, but students in that place, they were happy. They didn't want to come back home. So I was wondering, why? They were just enjoying themselves there. But they looked happy. But why? Then I realized that the love of senior pastor could be found here and there. That fragrance of his love helped our students and our grown-ups. Made them feel, you know, they don't want to go, they don't want to come back. Now, Elder Boaz Lee, he just, you know, follows wherever senior pastor goes, right? Our elders became like a children whenever they got there. Our students had the beautiful moments whenever they got there, and they felt, with knowledge or without knowledge, they felt it, the love of our senior pastor. Senior pastor spent much money on it. So, it's okay to save some. We didn't say a word like that. We never said that. Why? Because we know his heart. He wants to give. He wants to give to our mommy members. We knew that. That's why we've never said, why don't you save some money? It's too much. Why don't you give me more money? We didn't expect that. We didn't even thought about it. Recall and remember the love of senior pastor for the last 37 years to elders, to pastors, to workers, to us. He prayed for us. He shed tears for us. He encouraged us to go to New Jerusalem together. Let's go to New Jerusalem together. He took our hands, embraced us, strengthened us. Remember that love and encourage each other with that love. Take care of each other and cover others' faults. We can do it each other. With this love and goodness, we can accomplish our heart and become fruits in New Jerusalem. I hope you can all do that, right?
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.